ओम शांति। 28th December 2018, थर्सडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी क्राउंड विद द क्राउन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बाय बीइंग क्राउंड विद द क्राउन ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फॉर वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन थ्रू सेल्फ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। May you be crowned with the crown of the kingdom of the world by being crowned with the crown of responsibility for world transformation through self-transformation. Just as you all consider yourselves to have a right over the Father and over your attainments, in the same way, be crowned with the responsibility of self-transformation and world transformation. You will then have a right to be crowned with the crown of the kingdom of the world. The present is the basis for the future. Check and look into the mirror of knowledge as to whether in your Brahmin life you have double crown of purity and the study and service. If any crown is incomplete, here you will claim a right to a small crown there. So, Baba is talking about responsibility. Just as you have right over the Father, and just as you have right over the attainments, in the similar manner, get crowned with the responsibility of self-transformation and world transformation. It is only then you will have right over the kingdom of the world. The present is the basis for the future. The present is the basis for the future. Check and look into the mirror of knowledge. So Baba is telling us to look into the mirror of knowledge. And then see if your Brahmin life has got double crown of purity, study, service. If any one of the crown is incomplete, you will claim a right to a small crown there. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, those who are going to become fairy of the heaven, they have got lot of responsibility. So Baba is saying, just as you claim a right over the Father and his attainments, in the similar manner, wear the crown of self-transformation and world transformation. The process of world transformation begins with self-transformation, and the process of self-transformation begins with self-realization. The greater the power of realization, the greater would be the transformation. The more we know ourselves, self-identity, self-realization, self-understanding, self-knowing, the greater would be the transformation. Because we cannot transform those things which we do not know. What is our knowledge about ourselves? Is it only confined to the one sentence that I am a soul? Or it's something very deep? Because soul is not just a point of light. Soul is a set of sanskars. Soul is a set of complex sanskars of many births, And that's why we sometimes do not know what we are. Because one person behaves in different manner, in different situations, and most of his behavior is impulsive, automatic, driven by some sanskars, and sometimes almost unknown to himself. So who we are exactly, to know that, to know our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, our habits, our sanskars, our deep-rooted tendencies, propensities, our heartfelt wishes, desires, passions. In such a small soul, that's why Baba says many times, this is wonder, that it is a small soul and so many things are hidden in it. The goal is to understand this soul. And we are able to know ourselves only when we retire more and more into silence. Without deeper silence, it is not possible to know. For example, there is a river which is flowing, or there is a lake, and continuously somebody or other is making it disturbed by throwing some pebbles. We will not be able to see what is within it. What is to be done is not to do anything for some time, and not doing anything is the great task, so that we can see ourselves, our own deep-rooted sanskars, our attachments, our repulsions, our innate tendencies, our super-added tendencies, our original sanskars, our pseudo-sanskars, false sanskars, so many things. So Baba is saying, wear this crown of self-transformation. So world transformation begins with self-transformation, and self-transformation begins with self-realization, self-understanding, self-checking, self-correction, self-analysis, soul-searching, self-accounting. There are so many words. All things have to be done at that level. The result would be world transformation. The very fact that I want to transform the world, there's a great misunderstanding about this. The passion that arises within the hearts of young men, that we want to transform the world. Actually, world transformation will be the result of self-transformation. Seeing one, everyone will start transforming. There's a beautiful video song, I don't know how many of you have seen that. In that song, there's a traffic and rush, and a tree has fallen down on the road. Okay. And then everybody is blaming, somebody is blaming the government, somebody is cursing other people, somebody is cursing police, and there is a police van where police are sleeping, and then there is a leader, a neta, and then somebody comes and escorts him and says that on the other side the vehicle is ready, you come with us, while the rest of the people who are there, some are in their bus, some are in their vehicle, two-wheelers, four-wheelers. Everybody is shouting and it is raining fast. And there is a huge boulder, a tree has fallen down on the road and it has blocked the road. And then when everybody is doing this blame business, blame game, a small school child, he comes out of the bus and he keeps his school bag down. And he goes and tries to push that tree. And it is raining heavily. And that one boy is pushing that tree. It's a very heavy tree. Log of tree. And seeing him, the other street urchins boys, they come and they help him. But when the other people who are blaming, they see that what these boys are doing, one of them comes and joins. And then gradually one after another, everybody joins. And that huge tree which was lying like this, all of them lift and they put it aside. Palak pakad ke chalo. It's a beautiful song. So, it started with one. Nobody ever thought that we can even lift. That thought ever came to anybody's mind that one should lift that log of wood or tree. It's a boy who started that process. So that is how the transformation begins. One person starts and then gradually the wave spreads. The boy alone was incapable. It was beyond his strength. But it is not the question of physical strength, but it is the question of moral inspiration. It is a question of doing good. It is a question of that pure desire, pure intent with which one starts any work. So, and gradually that log is lifted off and everybody is happy and the rain stops and it is shown then the policemen who were sitting, they suddenly get up and then they also go. So, entire process of the world transformation begins with self-transformation. There was a Sufi saint, Bhaijeet, and then he has written that when I was a young child, I had a thought of changing the whole world and I was passionate, intensely I desired to change the world, but gradually I realized that it's not possible to change the world. How can I change the world? I tried, but I failed badly. And then I grew up. I become a young man. And then I decided, no, it's not possible to change the whole world, but at least I can change my society where I work. And then he started working on changing the society, people of the society. And after crossing half of his life, he realized that it is not possible to change the society. It's a very tough job. So, why not I restrict myself to my family? So he started changing his own family, consisting of few people. But now towards the end of my life, I realized that I can't even change any single member of my family. Not a single person of my family. The only person I can change is myself. That was the crux of his life story. The story of 50, 60 years. At the end, he realized that. At the end, he realized at least there are many people who don't realize that also. Or they realize when their one foot is in the funeral. That time they realize. So, focusing on self-transforming rather than transforming others. There's a Murli where Baba had said about quotation and questions and correction and connection. Rather than correcting others, rather than criticizing others, rather than quoting others and how bad they are and how falsely they are, how wrongly they are doing things, rather than resorting to all this self-destructive tactics, rather than resorting to all self-sabotaging ways, how better it is to decide to transform oneself. And what I told about this Sufi saint, the same thing should apply in this Brahmin family. The world means this Brahmin world. The society means probably connected departments, and family means his family, means your own department, and at the last, you yourself means you yourself. So, even to think that I will change this entire Brahmin family, or I will try to change different people who are working over here, serving here, it is useless. One is the big Brahmin family, whole world. Other is probably one is attached to some center, that small society that can become, and then your department, and then you. So our aim is not to go and try to tell others how wrong they are, what, how they are not following Srimad, and what is right and what is wrong. One of the biggest maya in this yagya is that everybody listens to Murli, and after listening to Murli, there is a deep thought that comes in the mind that this point is for this brother. And sometimes you even call up that brother and tell, Baba has said many things about you today, for you. Because during listening the Murli only, I realized very deeply that all these things apply directly to you. And that's why you have to change. See, Baba has said, you have a lot of desire for eating and all this. Baba has said not to have that. You always do this. Baba has said about that. So this entire Murli is you. I will give you a printout also. Keep it with you all the time, so that you can revise it, because it is specially for you. Okay, so we become the special judge, you know, fast court, so that to pronounce a judgment. So it is not about the world transformation, but it is the self transformation. Let the change begin with me. If you want to change the world, be the change. Mahatma Gandhi has said somewhere, if you want to change the world, be the change that you want to see in others. You should be that change. And then that change would get reflected in the world. And second thing Baba said is about, first is this, and then present is the basis for future. Baba has said in one of the Murlis somewhere that present is the mirror of the future. Present is the basis of future. If you want to see yourself very good, very nice, at the top of the world, or successful, or whatever, the process should start in the present. It is not just by dreaming things are going to happen. If at all you want to dream, dream with open eyes then, not with closed eyes. The dreams which are seen with closed, open eyes, they are known as visions. And the world is a world of visionaries. And the history of the world is a history of few men who had visions. That's it. Who see this can be done. So, present is the foundation, basis of future. If you want to see yourself a very good Purusharthi, start working now. If you want that by the end of the day, you should be a person who has got a lot of self-control, begin the process now. A slight self-control, a drop of self-control, just one drop, will give huge satisfaction here. By the end of the day, in future or tomorrow. And then the third thing which Baba said was, is look into the mirror of knowledge. Mirror of knowledge. Knowledge is a mirror. There are seven mirrors in Brahmin life. What are they? First, the life of Brahma. Second, so first is Brahma, then Murli or Gyan, and third, what are the mirrors of Brahmin life? Karma, yes, karma is a mirror. Then, fourth, your own conscience, your inside mind, inside conscience, that is the mirror where you should see Antakkaran, that's the mirror. Then, no, Baba has not, Mirror. Own heart is conscience, own heart is inside us. Progress, Purusha, that is all included in that. Mirror. What are the mirrors of Brahmin life? What Baba has said. Your own angelic form is the mirror. Your own complete angelic form is the mirror. Where you see yourself, that this is this and this is me. And then try to compare and find out what things are lacking in me. Your complete deity form, 16 celestial degree full, is the mirror where you see yourself. Your worship worthy form is the mirror where you see yourself. Then what else? What all mirrors are there in Brahmin life? There are many. These are few important ones. So knowledge is a mirror. Life of Brahma is a mirror. Lakshmi Narayan, that is deity form, that is the mirror where you compare yourself. Mirror means where you would be able to see. This is what is there and this is I am lacking. Knowledge, yes, you see in knowledge. You see in this thing. Brahma Baba's life is the mirror. Something with which you can compare yourself. You can churn this topic more. Anything could be a mirror, but find out what where Baba has said that this is mirror. Srimat is Gyan. Gyan includes all Srimat, Maryadas and everything. That is a Srimat. Which? Present stage. Okay. So, Baba is saying, check and look into the mirror of knowledge as to whether in this Brahmin life you have double crown of purity. What is the double crown of purity? Or Baba is saying it like that. One is purity, another is study and service. Two. Or we can say two of both. All the three. Purity double crown means? Service is a mirror. Yes. But then action and service is included same. Karma is same as service. So after all that is included. So what are the double crown of purity? Gross purity and subtle purity. What is the double crown of purity which you have to get now? Purity? Double crown of purity. One can churn this topic. Because we know of the golden age, the double crown. But of this confluence age, is it the double crown or triple crown? Whatever. Churn about this. What is the double crown of service? But it has to be triple then. What is the double crown of study? Double crown of study. These are new things. Double crown of purity, double crown of study and double crown of service. You can create anything. Churn on this. If any crown is incomplete here, you will claim a right to a small crown there. So you know, as in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you are fairy of the heaven. And that's why a huge responsibility is upon you. So, taking complete responsibility, taking complete accountability, that I am accountable, I am responsible. So the process starts with self-transformation. And the process of self-transformation starts with soul-searching, self-understanding, going deep within ourselves, self-checking, self-training, self-discipline, self-knowing, self-identification, self-churning, many things about self. All process has to be done. All processes are within us, not outside. So self-transformation leading to the world transformation. That is the first. Second, the power of now. Focus on today. Focus on this moment. In this moment lies the eternity. In this moment lies the greatest of the secret of time. If this moment I waste, I cannot hope to save anything for future. Let me utilize this moment to the hilt. Let me not waste a single moment. Baba is again and again talking about the importance of time. And if you still see in our hectic lifestyle of service or Brahmin life, there are many, many time wasters. Just as suppose somebody comes in Madhuban, he takes care that not a single moment it should be lost. If suppose one comes after 2 years or 1 year, what is the thought? I should not waste anything. I should focus only on tapasya. In the similar manner, no matter where we are, whether here in Madhuban or at our place, this thing should always be taken into consideration that I don't want to waste my time anymore. My time should go only in three things: journey of knowledge, yoga, or third service. That's it. Something creative, something new, something more, which I have not done and which I need to do. Do that. So now, present. And then third, Baba said, double crown of purity, double crown of service, and double crown of study. Study. So finding out new ways and means of studying, so that we become interested in studying. Are we really interested? If you find, probably mind will say no. We are doing it because it has to be done. Because if I don't do, then all Brahmins will catch me by neck. Where are you? What are you doing? So probably there is some amount of compulsion with which I am studying. How to do that the study become interesting? Okay. So that is one thing. So service, study, and purity. Well, double crown. If you have less crown here, in the future also you will have less crown. Smaller crown. Om Shanti.